This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Medically vulnerable prisoners are suing Colorado for allegedly not protecting them from coronavirus. The suit seeks more social distancing and early release for some at-risk prisoners. Governor Polis says they're doing everything they can to keep prisoners safe.
But it's also important for the residents of Colorado to know that, of course, we will vigorously defend against any lawsuit that seeks to turn this pandemic into an effort to release dangerous criminals.
The ACLU is representing the plaintiffs, some of whom are at the state prison in Sterling, where nearly 600 inmates tested positive for coronavirus and two died. House members from Colorado voted unanimously today for a bill to make changes to the popular small business loan program known as PPP. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports business owners clamored for the move.
For Sandra Payne, owner of Denver Concrete Vibrator, the problem was evident just through simple math. The loan provided 2.5 months' worth of payroll.
Which then what you would assume, you would have 10 weeks worth of payroll to justify it. In fact, they go on 8 weeks.
The bill passed by the House extends the time to use the money to 24 weeks. It also lowers how much of the money needs to be spent on payroll to 60%, allowing businesses to put the rest into things like rent. The bill goes to the Senate, which was exploring different fixes to PPP before it went on recess. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the chief economist for the Nevada Department of Employment talks about his state's record high unemployment rate. Then a federal appeals court will consider granting a retrial for Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. The initial case ended in a mistrial 2 years ago. Nevada unemployment and the Bundy militia trial next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, CPR's Allison Sherry reports on a logjam of jury trials in Colorado courts that's due to the pandemic, and it's putting thousands of proceedings on hold. That's in 10 minutes here on CPR News. 70 and mostly cloudy in both Denver and Colorado Springs. 73, mostly sunny for Vail. It is sunny and hot, 90 degrees in Grand Junction. 83, partly cloudy for Pueblo. This is CPR.